Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw Daddy crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. For joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Check out my blog, the articles, the archives, thousands of pieces of information that will help you, that you can read, you can listen to. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, we got something that will help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question, too. We have a poll question, very short, very easy, right on the homepage. Answer the question, and when you do, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm on Twitter, at Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with Larry Ritter. He's with Sage. And we're talking about customer relationship management, contact management software. Larry, your product is ACT. I've been using it for a long time. When I first started using it, it was a program that we loaded onto our hard drive way back in the day, right?
Yep.
Now, and there's still software out there like that, I'm sure. But now, yep, an awful lot of CRM is in the cloud, isn't it?
Well, some of it is, for sure.
And so what about yours?
Okay, well, we actually have a combination of both. You know, when we look at what you talk about in your desktop, we call that on-premise, you know, where you essentially load it onto your local machine.
Right.
And the other is in the cloud, where you're basically using a browser and accessing something that's hosted elsewhere. We actually support kind of both of those models. And the reason why we do is we understand that people using a CRM system, it's really about what is the kind of the buying and ownership experience that that person wants? For some people, they'd rather not have anything local. They just want it all managed elsewhere, pay as they go, turn it on quickly. It's kind of like leasing your car. You don't really own anything, but you know, you kind of get the convenience of having that managed.
Well, and if you travel and you have multiple devices like I do, you need it in the cloud, don't you?
Well, it's definitely there's a benefit of access. You know, the opportunity to access it from wherever that you're at is definitely an advantage. On the other hand, there's some people, when you travel, as you say, if you're on the plane and you're not having, you know, internet access at that point, or you're, you know, riding in the subway on your way to a customer site.
That's a good point.
The notion of having disconnected access is good as well. And there's also concerns sometimes people have about where their data is. Is it secure? Are they comfortable with that?
Can you have it both places?
You can really have it both places.
Can you have it where it resides on your handheld, or it's on your iPad or on your desktop computer, and it's there no matter whether the internet works or not. But you also have it updates constantly and it's always available in the cloud as well. What do you think?
Well, that's a great vision, and we actually support some hybrids of that particular model. You know, we ACT primarily is an on-premise application today, because a lot of our small businesses are just kind of used to that. They have their machine.
They don't travel as much as I do.
But we also provide some of our applications actually in the cloud. So you do work with both of those. So things like our mobile services, so it connects to your mobile device, you know, like your BlackBerry and things like that. Email marketing services. So we actually routinely work in a hybrid model between local applications as well as cloud.
And the price is different for each one, right?
Excuse me?
Is the price different for each one? Each capability?
Well, the price is different because typically in an on-premise, you're paying for a license for perpetual use, whereas in the cloud, you're paying on a per-month basis.
Right.
So typically, the tipping point, if you compare, you're typically at about an 18-month period where, had you paid, you know, on a monthly basis in the cloud, it's about the same as what you would have paid for the on-premise and owned it forever. So it's kind of your choice, you know, pay up front or pay as you go.
With an on-premise, are upgrades free?
Well, we have maintenance plans that are included in that. It's very common in the industry where you have a maintenance plan where typically you pay about 20% or slightly higher in some cases of the percent of the application, and then as part of that, you'd receive any updates at no charge. Where typically in the cloud, it's bundled into that particular price.
And that's part of the monthly bill. And folks,
that's correct.
We're using Larry's example as a way for you to help you understand how to buy this kind of capability, whether you're buying Sage's ACT program like we've been talking about, like I use, or whether you're buying someone else's. You've heard though, we've had those guys on the show as well. So whoever's you're considering, the good thing, Larry, I thank you for what you're doing, because you're helping us understand some of the issues, some of the due diligence, some of the specifications that if you're going to buy and use CRM capability efficiently and effectively, you need to know how to ask these questions, don't you?
You sure do.
Need to answer to these questions, and so you know what's important to you. I mean, you're listening to Larry talking about these things, and you're saying, okay, I need that, I don't need that. Well, those are the kinds of things that you need to ask whoever you're talking to. So, Larry, I got about 1 minute left. What's your last thoughts on CRM? Where's it going?
Is continuing to deliver that buying experience in the cloud or on premise. There's a lot of great things going on in CRM integrating with social media. Using Twitter, using LinkedIn, using a lot of other capabilities to help the information find you. A lot of things in CRM always around usability, making it easy for people to get more done quickly, better marketing, more mobile things, et cetera. So that's where we're going, Jim.
Well, and that's the way you need to think about CRM, regardless of who's you buy. It's ACT.com, right? ACT.com, right, Larry?
That's correct.
Thank you for being here. Will you come back and continue to keep us posted on CRM?
Oh, happy to, Jim.
I'd love to have you back another time. Larry Ritter, ladies and gentlemen. And check it out, act.com, also sage.com. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.